It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Wiki Corner today brought to you by our friends at Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, we're continuing our theme week on stories you might have missed in 2024.
Yes.
And something you might have missed, I missed this completely, but last year in 2024, LaGuardia Airport went from one of the worst airports, if not the worst in the country,
yeah,
to the best.
Really?
Yes. So throughout the 2000s and 2010s, LaGuardia was criticized for its outdated facilities, inefficient air operations, and poor customer service metrics, giving it a reputation as one of the worst airports in the whole country.
Mm.
But in October of 2024, LaGuardia Airport was selected as the top airport in the U.S. by the Forbes Travel Guide, which was based off a survey of 5,000 hospitality and travel experts, as well as secret inspections.
Wow, from worst to first.
And that was actually the second time in 2024 that the airport earned high praise.
Uh-huh.
In March of 2024, a survey of thousands of airline passengers named LaGuardia as number one among mid-sized U.S. airports.
Oh.
Now, this comes after it unveiled the completion of an $8 billion renovation project last year. The new Terminal B made its debut in January of 2020. Once cramped and decrepit, the new 850,000-square-foot four-story terminal is bright and airy with floor-to-ceiling windows, modern amenities, and eye-catching public art.
Oh.
Navigating the terminal was also made more efficient by tripling operations to 75 check-in kiosks and 16 security lanes.
Whoa.
In 2022, an equally impressive Terminal C followed, doubling the size of the original terminal with a 1.3 million square foot space.
You're making me want to go to LaGuardia, Sarah. Nobody's ever said that.
The new LaGuardia received an overall satisfaction score of 4.25 out of 5, or a 20% jump from 2018 when passengers called it the worst airport on the continent. Yeah.
And maybe beyond.
And maybe beyond, yes. So LaGuardia Airport is situated on the northwestern shore of Long Island, bordering Flushing Bay. The facility was established in 1929 and began operating as a public airport in 1939. It's named after Fiorello LaGuardia, a former mayor of New York City.
Mm.
As of 2023, it was the third busiest airport in the New York metropolitan area behind JFK and Newark airports. And it's the 19th busiest in the U.S. by passenger volume. In 2023, it served over 32 million passengers.
I'm surprised because you referred to it earlier as a mid-sized airport.
Yeah.
I was thinking it would be a large airport, but I guess not. JFK
compared
and
to, right,
Newark are bigger.
Yeah. The initiative to develop the airport for commercial flights began with an outburst by New York Mayor Fiorello LaGuardia upon the arrival of his flight at Newark Airport, which was the only commercial airport serving the New York City region at the time, as his ticket said, New York. So he was mad that he landed in New Jersey,
and he said
but
New
his
York.
Ticket said New York.
Wait till he hears about
he
the New
demanded,
York Jets and the New,
right?
New York Giants.
He demanded to be taken to New York and ordered the plane to be flown to Brooklyn's Floyd Bennett Field, giving an impromptu press conference to reporters along the way, urging New Yorkers to support a new airport within their city.
Sure.
It was originally known as New York Municipal Airport, and it was the first commercial airport in New York City. LaGuardia was a large and impressive airport for its time, with its six hangars the largest in the world in 1939. Now, at the time, the concept of air travel captivated the public.
Sure.
And thousands of people went to the airport to see the planes take off and land in exchange for a dime. So for a dime, you could go there and
watch
hang out
plane.
And watch the planes. After 2 years, these fees and the parking they generated had already brought in $285,000.
Not bad.
And the airport was soon a financial success.
That's not even counting the people flying.
That's
just the people watching
people
fly.
Just the people watching. Right, exactly. While the airport is a hub for both American Airlines and Delta Airlines, commercial service is strictly governed by some unique regulations.
Okay.
To mitigate the impact of aircraft noise pollution and facilitate airfield maintenance, a seasonal curfew traditionally exists between 12 a.m. and 6 a.m. during the warm months of the year.
Mm.
So there's a summertime curfew.
Okay.
There's also a perimeter rule that bars airline flights to and from points farther than 1,500 miles, except on Saturdays or to Denver, Colorado.
How did Denver draw
I think
the...
they were like grandfathered into that rule.
Oh, really?
Somehow. Yeah.
1,500 miles is not that far.
Right.
For plane
so
ride.
The top destinations from LaGuardia are Atlanta, Chicago, Orlando, Miami, and Dallas.
I suppose that makes sense. Sorry. You picked out a record to go along with LaGuardia Airport, did you, Sarah?
Yes, so we're going to play Leaving on a Jet Plane by Peter, Paul, and Mary.
We'll do it. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Peter, Paul, and Mary there, leaving on a jet plane. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about LaGuardia Airport.
Yes.
As part of our theme week on some stories you might have missed in 2024.
Yeah, and we should point out that, was it Peter from Peter, Paul, and Mary that passed away? Is it the Peter or Paul?
Yep.
Okay, one of them. Our apologies for not knowing the exact details. Let's recap three things we must take away. Let's change the subject back to LaGuardia. Three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay, LaGuardia Airport is named after a former New York City mayor.
It was the first commercial airport in New York City.
And it is the 19th busiest airport in the country.
In the whole
stinking
country. Very good. Well, congratulations to them. We saw pictures of them. We've been scrolling them up on our Facebook page. It does look nice. I would go there. Mid-sized airport, no international flights.
Yeah.
Unless they come from destinations
with a pre-check or something. Immigration pre-check or something.
Something like that. And it's right there by Rikers Island. I didn't realize that either. I was in New York about a month or 6 weeks ago, and I was looking at a map of New York City, and I saw LaGuardia, and I'm like, there's Rikers Island. You literally
fly right
over Rikers Island on your way in.
Oh, nice.
It's a nice welcome to New York.
Yeah.
Folks want to learn more about LaGuardia, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Yeah, you can always watch this unfold with the pictures and everything up on the pictures of us in studio, but also the pictures of what we're talking about on our Facebook page every day at 4:10. And you can catch the archived footage that goes up to YouTube. You can search Sarah's Wiki Corner for the entire library there. It's all brought to you by Niblack Foods and the Genesee Valley Regional Market. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Loving your theme week on stories you might have missed from 2024. Appreciate you coming in and sharing more.
You're welcome.
Back tomorrow, final episode at 4:10.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it. Traffic and weather next on Legends 102.7.